But I want to look at the fourth chapter of the book of Mark, and I want to read just a few verses of scripture, beginning with the 26th verse, reading through verses 29 in consecutive order. Jesus is teaching a parable of the growing seed. He said in verse 26, "And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens," somebody say ripens, "when the grain ripens, immediately," somebody say immediately, "immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." Father, I thank you for this day, and I recognize that this is the day that you have made, and I choose to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. The Father, in the next few moments, as I endeavor to deliver what I feel that you have laid upon my heart, I pray that you would anoint me with the fire of the Holy Ghost, because I realize without the anointing, I'm absolutely nothing. It is the anointing that makes the difference. It is the anointing that will destroy every yoke of bondage. And I pray for that anointing to not only rest upon me today, but I pray for this beautiful body of believers that are in this tabernacle, that you would touch them and you would anoint their ears to hear and receive the word as much as you anoint me to preach it. I pray that in no way that the devil would block the receptivity of your word to your people. But I lay hold to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9, 10, and 11, where your word declares that it shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish everything that you have intended for it to do. Now, Father, I praise you in advance for everything that shall be accomplished today. Now, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be all of the glory for the things that you will do today. In Christ's name we pray, and let every glad heart say amen. I want to talk to you, if I may, for the next few moments on this thought: favor just like that. Favor just like that. I believe that I have come this morning on assignment from the Lord. I don't believe that any of us here this morning are here by happenstance or here by coincidence or here just because this is where we normally gather together on Sunday morning to worship the Lord. I believe that it has been divinely appointed of the Lord that we have gathered together in the name of Christ to hear what thus saith the word of the living God. And I've come this morning to tell you that this church, that this body of believers, that this group of people, you're getting ready to experience unprecedented favor on your behalf. You've been going through situations and you've been going through circumstances, and sometimes you feel like maybe God has forgotten who you are, and maybe you're wondering, does God remember what you're going through? I've come to tell you this morning that God knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly what you're going through, and he knows how to get you what you need in order to get you out of what you're going through. Can somebody say amen? And I believe that favor is getting ready to happen in your life just like that. There are those in this building this morning, according to verse 26, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow, and he himself does not know how. There's some of you in this building this morning. You have seed in the ground. You have already sown your seed, and you've been waiting on your harvest. I didn't come here this morning to preach one of my 21 red hots, which I could easily do after 43 years of ministry, but I believe that I have a fresh rhema word from heaven this morning to let you know that this is your season, that God is going to do things for you. He's going to begin to do things even behind your back, even before you ask for it. He's going to bless you. Even before you realize you're sick, he's going to heal your body. Unexpected money is going to be coming into your life, because the scripture has said, but when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. You see, I believe there are some this morning that you have been through a season of frustration. You've been through a season of sickness. You've been through a season of chaos. You've been through a season of anxiety, a season of worry, a season of stress. But I've come to tell you this morning, the season is changing. There is a shift in the atmosphere. There is a shift taking place. And I declare unto you this morning that just like that, favor is going to walk into your life. Somebody say, Bishop, what do you mean by favor? I mean unprecedented favor. I mean what was going to take 12 months is now going to take 6 months. What was going to take 6 months is now going to take 90 days. What was going to take 90 days is going to take 30 days. What was going to take 30 days is going to take 7 days. What was going to take 7 days is going to take 3. What was going to take 3 days is going to take 1 day. What was going to take 1 day is going to take 12 hours. What was going to take 12 hours is going to take 1 hour. What was going to take 1 hour is going to take 1 minute. Unprecedented favor is going to happen in your life, because favor just like that is walking into your season. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Now this I should put right here in my notes, shout right now, because I feel like shouting. This is the season for changes. This is your season for breakthrough. It is your time to see the harvest come for all that you've been believing for. And just like that, it's going to happen. I have a very dear friend that pastors the Great Pathway of Life Church in Dallas, Texas. And they meet there every Sunday morning, and God has blessed them. Pastor Danny Wegman, he founded the church many years ago, and now he's since retired and turned it over to his music pastor, and Pastor Kelly James is doing a great job. And he and I were talking not long ago, and we were agreeing for favor in people's life. And there was a lady in his church. Her name was Elaine, if I remember that correctly. And she was in a particular job, and she told him, said, Pastor, I'm asking God to allow me to be promoted to a lieutenant in my position. And so they began to pray for favor just like that. And all of a sudden, God began to move, and even in other people's lives. Just a few Sunday mornings ago, Elaine texted Pastor Kelly and said, Pastor, I want to tell you, you know, we've been praying for favor for me to get promoted to lieutenant. I just want to report today that I got the promotion and I'm now a lieutenant. And so they got to church, and Pastor Kelly was up giving the testimony and talking about how God had given her favor just like that. And she jumped up and she said, Pastor, I got to tell you, there wasn't enough space or time for me to type, but there's a little more to the story. I didn't only get promoted to the lieutenant, but I'm now the lieutenant of the lieutenants. I'm now over everybody, and I got a $20,000 a year raise on top of that. You see, I'm telling you this morning that right here at the church at Covington, God is going to give you unprecedented favor. In the same church, there was a lady that owns a local florist in Dallas, Texas, and business had not been going too well, and really she needed an increase, and they began to pray her favor just like that. And she got the call. She was the one that was chosen by Disney to provide all of the roses for the Rose Parade. I'm talking about favor just like that. Some of you this morning, you may feel like you're stuck in your story that God is writing concerning your life. But just like that, God is getting ready to turn it around. You may feel like you're circling a mountain, but just like that, you're going to see the mountain crumble before your presence. You may feel like you're trying to get ahead and keep falling behind, and you're doing everything by your power. But I want to remind you, it's not by might nor by power, but it is by His Spirit, saith the Lord. And just like that, God is going to push you to the front, because favor just like that. Can we give Him another praise this morning? In the book of Mark, Jesus is teaching a parable of the growing seed. You see, what I've come to understand is that seasons determine the harvest. There are seasons of sowing. And then when we sow, then the seed should sprout and grow. But many times we don't comprehend that and we don't understand that. But when the season shifts, the seed turns to a blade and then to a head, and then the head is full of grain. And when the grain ripens, the parable says, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. I've come to tell you this morning, immediate favor is nothing new. This is not a new word that I'm giving you this morning. It's been around for a long time. I'm reminded in the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus encountered a leper. And in verse number 3, it says that Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, be clean. And immediately, somebody say immediately. Just like that, his leprosy was cleansed. In the 2nd chapter of the book of Mark, verses 11 and 12, there were 4 men that are tearing off a roof to lower a paralyzed man into the room, when Jesus said, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, he took up his bed and went forth before them all. It was because favor, just like that. You see, I've talked a lot about favor this morning, and maybe you're saying, well, Bishop, what is favor? What is it about favor? You see, favor is undeserved. Favor is irrational. Favor is unexplainable. Favor is biased treatment. And I believe that some of us in the church, we need to get a checkup on what we think about favor, because favor is walking into our lives. I remember a woman preacher. She's gone on to be with the Lord now. Her name was Sister Lorraine Daniels. She lived in Southern California. She was a very beautiful, sweet lady, and she always wore, when she preached, on her left shoulder, a peacock feather that went way up above her shoulder, because the peacock feather represents power, and the peacock feather represents authority. It means that when the peacock comes into the room, there's something that they're coming with. They're bringing something to the table. And she used to say, what the church needs is a checkup from the neck up to eliminate stinking thinking. I'm going to say that one more time. What the church needs is a checkup from the neck up in order to eliminate stinking thinking. What we've got to get in our minds is favor belongs to us. I am a born again, blood bought child of God. I remember back in the days when I used to travel with Nancy Harmon, she used to sing a song, I am a king's kid. I know just who I am. I am a holy child. We need to realize that we are Deuteronomy chapter 28. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything our hands touch, everywhere our feet trod, we are the blessed of the Lord. Can somebody say amen? But sometimes we have a misconception that favor is always about stuff. It's always about possessions. You see, favor is not just about possessions. Favor is about the crooked path being made straight. Favor is about doors that we don't need to walk through get shut and locked so that we can't penetrate through that door. I want to walk through the door that God wants me to walk through. I want to go in the season that God wants me to go in. When the cloud by day and the fire by night moves, that's when I want to move, because I know that as long as I'm under the cloud, as long as I'm under the presence and the power of God, I know that favor is going to surround me. Can you say amen? You see, God doesn't... let me use this example this morning. If you're walking into Wally World, now that's my translation of Walmart. If you're walking into Wally World and all of a sudden you look down and there's a $50 bill. Now some folks would say, oh, praise the Lord. My thank you, God, for your favor. No, that's not favor. That's just a blessing. Because why would God cause a single mother that needed the $50 lose the $50 and give it to you? No, that's not favor. You see, favor is, the Bible says in Proverbs 22:1, loving favor is better than silver or gold. Favor is not just about getting you out of a mess. Now, can I make a confession this morning? Not long ago, I was in extreme northwest Texas. I was up in the panhandle, up in Amarillo, and I was preaching, and I had to get back that night in order to catch a flight the next morning. And so I began to drive and was going to drive several hours. Now I'm driving down the interstate and it's as dark as can be and I can't see anything. And I have a CD in the car and I'm playing it. And if any of you remember the late great Bishop G.E. Patterson, it was Bishop Patterson, and he was singing some of the old hymns of the church. And I think the Lord for these new songs that we sing, and I love them, but I also thank the Lord for the old hymns of the church. And so he was just singing some of the old hymns of the church, and I'll be honest with you, I got excited, I got carried away, I got to praising the Lord, and when I'm driving, for some reason, I've not figured it out yet, but when I'm driving and I get happy in the Lord, my right foot gets heavy, and it seems like the accelerator just goes a little further. And so here I am, I'm driving down the interstate, I'm singing and I'm happy in the Lord and I'm thanking the Lord for his blessings, and then out of nowhere I look up and there's a blue light in the back of my rearview mirror, and I'm going, oh great Caesar's ghost, what in the world is going on? And I'm thinking, oh no, I know I was speeding, and I don't know how fast I was going, but I was speeding, because in Texas on the open road there, the speed limit is 75 and 80 miles an hour, and so I know I was at least doing that, but obviously I was doing more because of the blue light. And so I pulled over and I'm waiting a moment, and I see, because of shadows, I see the patrol officer getting out of his automobile and coming down the right side of my car, and he gets there and I roll the window down and look up at him, and he said, sir, are you in a bit of a hurry tonight? And I said, well, I guess I am. And then I pulled my spiritual mood on him. I said, I'm a preacher and I just preached a meeting, and I'm hoping all this is going to help me, you know. I said, I just preached in a service near Amarillo, and I'm on my way back to Dallas to catch a flight in the morning. And he said, can I have your driver's license and your registration? And I said, oh yes, sir. And again, I'm trying to get brownie points. I said, my son is a police officer, and he's actually a homicide detective now. He used to be a deputy sheriff like you, but now he's a homicide detective on his 8th year. We're for the blue and we support you, you know, and I'm doing all this stuff to try to help myself out. And he, as I'm handling that, he said, why are you going so fast? And I said, well, sir, I'm not going to lie to you because I'm a preacher, remember? And, you know, still trying to throw that in. I said, now, I'm listening to a CD. trying to get back to Dallas, and it just got me excited. He said, what CD are you listening to that would cause you to forget about how high your speed limit? I said, well, it's Bishop G.E. Patterson. He said, of Memphis, Tennessee? I said, yes, sir. He said, that's my pastor when he was alive. When I lived in Memphis, that's where I went to church. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus, to myself, you know. And I was getting excited, and he said, well, I'll be right back. And he finally went back there to his car, and he was gone longer than I thought he should be. And I thought, oh, Jesus, that didn't help me at all. And so here he comes. He's coming back to the car, and then he's handing me my registration and my driver's license. He said, now, Bishop, he said, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, and I'm going to do you a favor. I said, okay, tell me first what your favor is. And he said, I'm not going to give you a ticket tonight. And I said, okay. I said, really, that's not favor. That's a blessing, because favor isn't going to break the law. Are you understanding what I'm saying this morning? And so what that was a blessing. But when favor walks into your life, nobody is going to be able to explain it, because favor is best explained like this. When I didn't do it, God still did. When I couldn't have done it, God still did. When I should have done it, God still did. When I should not have done it, God still did. When I didn't deserve it, God still did. Favor always sets a foundation on thankfulness. And if we would learn to give God praise, if we would learn to give God thanks, then we can walk in the unprecedented favor of the Almighty God. Can somebody give him a praise this morning? Thankfulness. If you're taking notes, you need to write this down. Gratitude is the access code to unlocking favor in your life. You know, we used to sing that little chorus, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy. Y'all remember that chorus? We need to learn to give thanks. And when we learn to give thanks, we understand that gratitude is the access code to unlocking favor in your life. You see, in one of the automobiles we have outside, when we drive up into the driveway of our house, or actually a little distance before we drive up into the driveway, I have a button inside my car that I can push. And when I push it, it opens up the garage door and it gives me access into my garage. And when I pull into the garage and get out of the car and I walk through the door, all of a sudden the alarm in the house goes off and I have to walk to the keypad. But there is a 4-digit code that gives me access to the house. You might can walk through the door of my house, but if you don't have the code, you don't have access, full access to my house. And so I've come to tell you this morning, if you will just learn that gratitude is the access code to the favor of God, then you will understand that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Everywhere you go, everything your hands touch, everywhere your feet trod, you are the blessed of the Lord. Can you say amen? And sometimes I feel that as a church, we've gotten so accustomed to the favor of God. We've gotten so accustomed to the things of God that we forget to be grateful. Have you ever, I'll say this mainly to the ladies, have you ever had one of your lady friends ever, they're just having a bad time and they're going through a rough moment and your heart goes out to them and you feel like that you need to do something to encourage them? And maybe you run down to Bath and Body Works and you buy one of those three wick candles, you know, that smell so good, you might as well go today because they're on sale for $10. I bought two yesterday. But you know, you'll go to Bath and Body Works and you'll get them one of those nice fragrant candles, and then you'll run down, maybe let's say the Dollar Tree. Maybe you'll run down to the Dollar Tree and you'll pick them up one of those nice bags, you know, it's got the glitter on it, you know, and get you some of the tissue paper, and you put that tissue or the candle and then the tissue paper in the bag, and then you pick up one of those 2 for $1.25 cards, and you decide to put a little note in there, and you keep one of the other cards for a later time, and then you get that bag all dolled up and pretty, and you head toward their house, and maybe just before you get out, you pull out your cell phone, because all you women, you got your cell phone, and you get that bag, and you do a selfie. Y'all good at doing those selfies, and you take a selfie of that bag and yourself, and then you take it to their front door, and you kind of ring the doorbell, and then you just get in the car, and you leave, and then they come to the door, and they get that bag that you have given them, and they open it up. But has it ever happened like this? Have they not thanked you for it? You know, have you ever given something to somebody and it seems like they weren't grateful for what you did, that you took out your time, you took out your money to be extra nice to them, and it seemed like you were ungrateful? How do you think God feels when we walk through these doors and we center in and we sashay down the aisle and we get to our seat and we hunker down and we say, okay, God, you know, I've gone through hell this week, and I really don't feel like being here, and I really don't feel like praising you. I really don't feel like doing nothing. I'm really just here this morning out of habit and out of routine, and you don't do nothing. How do you think God feels when we come into his house like that? I believe that as I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was the place where his love abounds. And I like what the lady that was up here earlier, it's been my philosophy for years. I don't believe there's but two occasions when you should praise God. That's when you feel like it and when you don't. There are some times you come in this house and you may have gone through some of the most difficult season of your life during the week, and all hell has been against you. But I didn't come here for anybody else. I came here for him because I love him, and I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for his greatness. I thank him for his mercy. And I've come to tell you this morning, I love what the old songwriter said. When I think of his goodness and what he has done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, all I want to do is give him praise. So I come by to tell somebody this morning, when you walk in this house, walk in giving thanks. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In everything, let's give him praise. In everything, let's give him thanks. In everything, let's lift up our voice like a trumpet and cry aloud and spare not and declare the glory and the goodness of God. Give him a praise offering this morning. I know it may be rough. I know that it may be difficult. I know some of you are out there in your automobiles, and maybe you got two bad tires. Why don't you thank God for the two good tires that you do have? Quit concentrating on the bad things. I know your left shoulder may be giving you trouble, but lift up your right hand and say, God, I thank you for my right shoulder that I'm able to worship God, because favor is found throughout the entire word of God when people begin to give God thanks and give him praise. Can you say amen? Another thing the Lord spoke to me is that we need to declare in this unprecedented favor that, God, I thank you for uncommon favor. I'm talking about uncommon favor. Made me think of Luke 1. We find Mary. She's informed by an angel. She's been chosen to bring Jesus into this world. The Bible tells us that the angel said to her, Mary, greetings. You have found favor with God. You see, sometimes we need people in our life to remind us that no matter what we're going through, we're still favored. You know, I don't like to be around a bunch of ducks. I don't mind eating duck. I love crispy duck. But I don't like to be around a bunch of Christian ducks because all they do is quack. Quack to this and quack to that. I want to be around eagles. I want to be around those who want to soar higher than they've ever soared before. I want to be around people that want to achieve more than they've ever achieved. I want to be around people that want to win people to Jesus Christ. I was on the plane last year 58 times as I crisscrossed this nation and the world and preached the gospel. And I have this little spiel that I do on the plane when I sit down. You know, a lot of times and I always sit in the front of the plane because of my status. I get to sit in rows 1, 2, or 3 normally, and I love a seat 2B or 2C depending on the seating arrangements of the aircraft. And I'll get there and I'll sit on the plane and someone will come and will sit down next to me and they'll strike up a conversation and they always want to ask, what is it that you do? You know, and I'll ask them, you know, what kind of business are you in? And they'll begin to share. And then when they ask me, this is my spiel. Now don't crucify me for it, but this is my spiel. I said, well, I'm in sales. And they say, really? I said, yeah, I have a product that's been around for 1,000 years or better, and it's the best thing that could ever be in your life. I said, the product that I have will cure every sickness, cure every disease. And I've got this long spiel that I go through, and then they finally ask me, well, what is your product? And I say, his name is Jesus. And then sometimes they'll shut me down, but then sometimes they want to hear more about the Lord, and I begin to share them the testimony about Jesus. And I remember one flight in particular, this African-American lady sat down next to me, and she did that, and I did my spiel, and she shut me down. She didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus, and I'm not going to push him on you because he's a gentleman. Are you understanding what I'm saying this morning? You don't have to push Jesus on anybody. And so I got quiet, and I got out my iPad or whatever I had at the moment and just began to do my thing. And we were not too far from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and all of a sudden we hit a storm and the plane began shaking and rocking, and all of a sudden all power went off on the plane and the plane began to go down. And she grabbed me by the hand and said, pray, preacher, pray. And I thought, honey, I ain't praying for you. I'm gonna pray for this plane. In all seriousness, I looked at her and I said, lady, it's all right. You're not going to die today. She said, how do you know I'm not going to die? I said, because I'm on this plane. And she said, what do you mean? All this is happening rapidly. And I'm telling her, I said, lady, I'm going to preach in a city not far from Lake Charles. And last night, the Lord spoke to me and gave me a word for the church and the congregation. And God would not have given me a word if I was going to die. So I'm telling you, this plane is not going down, but we're going to be all right. And I just threw up my hands and began to praise him in the Holy Ghost, because I'm not ashamed of the favor of God. When God's favor walks in your life, you learn to give him praise and you learn to give him thanks. Can you see? Amen. And here Mary was chosen by God to bring Jesus into this world. And I got to thinking the other day, Mary was not the only virgin girl in that time and in that generation, but she was the one that found favor with God. It reminded me of 1 Peter 2 and 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When you realize favor is on your life, when you get up in the morning and you're getting ready and you look in the mirror, you see yourself differently. You talk differently. You walk differently. I'm not average. Until, I love what Jen Boone said, until you see yourself as uncommon, you will never see yourself worthy of favor from God. Dr. Darius Daniel said, God will let you live on whatever level that you settle for. And I'm not settling for the bottom. I'm going to settle for the top. I want God to give me a distaste for the average. I want God's flavor to bring me favor. Can somebody say amen? You might as well call me Flavor Fave this morning, because I want the favor of the Almighty God. I want to taste like favor. I want to walk like favor. I want to dress like favor. When I come out of the house, I'm not going to look like a bum. When I get on the plane, I'm not going to look like a bum. When I'm walking through McDonald's, I'm not going to look like a bum. I'm going to look like the favor of the Almighty God is resting and reigning on my life. Now I'm getting ready to come to a close, and if I could get maybe the musicians to come and begin playing for me real softly, I would deeply appreciate that. Now I know a lot of times when the preacher says they're getting ready to close, that's the first time they've lied in the service. We have to do that about 3 or 4 times. But I came to tell you this morning, never allow current circumstances to taste right to you. Never allow what the doctor's diagnosis is to taste right to you. Never allow the addiction that a family member is dealing with taste right to you. Declare that a miracle is just around the corner. Declare that uncommon favor is walking into your life. You see, that's why Jesus would ask this question before many miracles. At the pool of Bethesda, he said, do you want to be healed? To blind Bartimaeus, he said, what do you want me to do for you? You know, when I came up in the old church, if any of you have been in church long enough, you maybe remember this song, Jesus on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. I mean, and they sing that 1,000 miles an hour. Now, the older I've gotten, I like to sing things a little slower, because I want to know the content. I want to even know what I'm saying. Because now this generation sings stuff you don't even know what they're saying. But I still believe that Jesus is on the main line. And they would say, if you need salvation, tell him what you want. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Then they go, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need healing, if you need deliverance. And they would just make up verses as they go along. But I still believe this morning that he's on the main line. And all we've got to do is declare, I have uncommon favor. As a child of God, you need to declare, I have an uncommon anointing that is upon my life. You're not proud. You're not arrogant. You're not being boastful in a negative connotation, but you're being mindful of what God has done for you in your life. And I don't know much about this church. I know my son, my oldest son, has preached here a few times, 3 or 4 times I think that he's been here. And what little conversation that he and I have had, he has very high regards for the pastor and this congregation. And that's all I know. I've only talked to your pastor one time. And that was the day before yesterday. We've been communicating through text, but we actually talked the day before yesterday. And we only talked about 5 to 7 minutes. We just talked about general things of concerning today. Now, I don't know much about this church at all, but I believe that the Lord gave me this word for this house. I believe that uncommon favor is getting ready to walk in the door like never before. And God said to tell this church that your greatest days are not behind you, but your greatest days are ahead of you. That there's a fresh anointing that's coming upon your pastor and the leadership team. And God is going to begin to use you in ways that you thought were unimaginable. There is a move of God that is coming to this region, and that this church is going to be a platform to where God is going to pour out his power and pour out his anointing, and it's going to be a beacon and it's going to be a lighthouse in this city and this surrounding area. The late, great Dr. Paul Youngie Cho, who was pastor of the largest church in the world, the Yeoryeolfo Gospel Church in Seoul, Korea, just before he died, they say that he was in his office meeting with his staff. And he spoke to his staff. And he said these words. He said, "The Lord has spoken to me and said that there is a great move of God that is getting ready to hit America. And it's going to shake the very foundations of the continent." And they said Dr. Cho got up out of his seat and he had a world atlas on his wall. He said he walked to the world atlas, and he said, and the Lord spoke to me in my prayer time and said, this is where it's going to start. And he pointed in the north region of the Atlanta, Georgia area. So I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe favor just like that is walking into our life. And I'm telling you, for this church, your pastor, I believe, is an anointed man of God. But from this day forward, he's going to operate in an anointing that will just knock your socks off because of the unprecedented favor of the Almighty God. Are you ready for that touch? Are you ready for that anointing to flow through your life? I even got out one of my important folders this morning because I printed this fresh word, and it's extremely important. The word that I had for you today was to let you know it's extremely important. Favor is getting ready to walk into your life, on your business, on your job, in your family, in your community, in your schools, and most importantly, in this house. Are you ready for it? I'm ready.